Sabbath School Lessons from the Bible. The Promise, God's Everlasting Covenant. How can it be that the Most High of the universe is willing to make a covenant with you? How can it happen that a relationship with your Creator may succeed? Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study the theme, the promise, God's everlasting covenant. Lesson 1, what happens? We read in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and 27. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Sunday. Turtles all the way down. There are so many interesting theories about the origin of heaven and earth. And the Bible is very clear about that. It starts with this verse, Holy Scripture. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Full stop. That's it. He, our Creator, created. There are theories you just think people are crazy. Some think our Earth is a flat disk sitting on a turtle, and this one is sitting on another turtle, and this one is sitting on another turtle. Therefore, our title, Turtles All the Way Down. But what is truth? And there are three very, very important questions. Sooner or later, we are going to ask these questions. Why are we here? How did we get here? And where are we finally going? From where do I come? Where do I go to? What's the sense of all of this on this planet? Why are we here? How did we come here? How did we get here? And if you do not find answers for these questions, our life is senseless. We need everything that it makes sense. If it doesn't make sense, why should we do it? and stop it, forget about it. So God made us a mind in such a way that we, with our brain, can think about things, can think over and over again, and then discover, aha, this is the reason why, and then we can go on. If we do not understand why so, we are irritated and we can't go on like this, we can't live like this. Life must make sense. Otherwise we are not satisfied. So when we have a vision, oh, and next year I'm going to tip. Yeah, there is hope, there's future, there are plans. You want to go somewhere. I want to do this because tick. And not, I'm going to do this because I don't know what it is, what's the use of it. You wouldn't do it anyway. We want everything to be full of sense. That's how we are made.